Hello, listeners. This is Emily Bendish of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has exempted livestock haulers from compliance with federal hours of service rules that limit drive time until at least April 12th due to the COVID-19 emergency relief effort. Drivers wishing to haul under this exemption are suggested to print out and keep in their cab a copy of the expanded emergency declaration, according to the Livestock Market Association. The expanded emergency declaration provides relief to those drivers hauling food and immediate precursor raw materials that are required and to be used for the manufacturer of food. LMA received official interpretation from the Office of the Secretary of Transportation that all livestock movement fits these exemption definitions. However, when the driver returns to their quote-unquote normal reporting location, the driver must receive a minimum of 10 hours of off-duty to rest. The LMA applauds the FMCSA's expansion of the emergency declaration to include livestock haulers. This flexibility will allow our drivers the necessary time to get livestock to and from farms, livestock auctions, markets, and packing plants to facilitate the restocking of America's meat cases, said Jarrah Settles, LMA General Counsel. LMA continues to advocate for livestock auction markets and the entire supply chain as critical infrastructure during these challenging times. In additional news, the Canadian Parliament has approved the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said it is a great victory for America's agriculture industry, and he is pleased to see Canada's parliament approve the deal. USMCA was signed into law by President Trump on January 29th, after receiving overwhelming bipartisan support in Congress. Key provisions in the USMCA include Canada agreeing to terminate its discriminatory wheat grading system, increasing dairy market access, and United States poultry producers having expanded access to Canada for chicken, turkey, and eggs. Canada and Mexico are the United States' first and second largest export markets for food and agricultural products, totaling more than $39.7 billion in food and agricultural exports in 2018. Additionally, keep in mind that North Dakota requires brands to be renewed every 5 years, which means, by law, brands will expire January 1, 2021. Brands that are not renewed within the brand renewal period may not be eligible for renewal. North Dakota Stockmen's Association brand recorder Steph Hilly said if your address has changed since 2015, or if you are unsure what address the NDSA has on file, you should contact the NDSA Brand Recording Office at 701-223-2522 or brands at ndstockman.org to ensure that your correct address is on file. You can come in any time after July 1, 2020 to start the renewal process. However, official renewal notices will not be sent until mid-August. For over 90 years, the Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit ndstockman.org. This is Emily Bendish, signing off for this week's Stock Talk, wishing everyone a great rest of their week.